He came out into a clearing and ran right into the middle of it, so that he could see anything that might try to attack him. Was he surprised when he looked and saw 14 green eyes coming out of the jungle all around the clearing. And when the green eyes turned into 7 tigers, the tigers walked around him in a big circle, looking hungrier all the time. And then they sat down and began to talk.
I suppose you thought we didn't know you were trespassing in our jungle.
Then the next tiger spoke.
I suppose you're going to say you didn't know it was our jungle.
Did you know that not one explorer has ever left this island alive?
Said the third tiger. My father thought of the cat and knew this wasn't true. But of course, he had too much sense to say so. One doesn't contradict a hungry tiger. The tigers went on talking in turn.
You're our first little boy, you know. I'm curious to know if you're especially tender. Maybe you think we have regular meal times, but we don't.
Don't you know that's my private weeping pool?
Said a deep, angry voice. My father couldn't see who was talking, because he was hanging in the air right over the pool. But he said,
Oh no, I'm so sorry. I didn't know that everybody had a private weeping pool.
Everybody doesn't,
said the angry voice.
But I do, because I have such a big thing to weep about. And I drown everybody I find using my weeping pool.
With that, the animal tossed my father up and down over the water.
What is it that you weep about so much?
Asked my father, trying to get his breath. And he thought over all the things he had in his pack.
Oh, I have many things to weep about. But the biggest thing is the color of my tusk.
My father squirmed every which way, trying to see the tusk, but it was through the seat of his pants, where he couldn't possibly see it.
When I was a young rhinoceros, my tusk was pearly white.
A few inches away.
Who are you?
The lion yelled at my father.
My name is Elmer Elevator.
Where do you think you're going?
I'm going home, said my father.
That's what you think,
said the lion.
Ordinarily, I'd save you for afternoon tea. But I happen to be upset enough and hungry enough to eat you right now.
And he picked up my father in his front paws to feel how fat he was. My father said,
Oh, please, lion, before you eat me, tell me why you are so particularly upset today.
It's my mane,
said the lion, as he was figuring how many bites a little boy would make.
You see,
it's a trick.
Trick. It's a trick. It's a trick.
There's an invasion, and it must be after our dragon.
Kill it!
Kill it!
Kill it!
Kill it!
The whole crowd stampeded down to the bank. As my father was fixing the 17th lollipop for the last crocodile, he heard a wild boar scream.
Look! It came this way! It's over there now! See? The crocodile's made a bridge for it!
And just as my father leapt onto the other bank, one of the wild boars jumped onto the back. The first crocodile. My father didn't have a moment to spare. By now, the dragon realized that my father was coming to rescue him. He ran out. My Father's Dragon. Story by Ruth Stiles Gannett.